This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A lawsuit filed in 2014 against one of the largest private prison companies, GEO, in the country, reached class action status this week after a federal judge's ruling, meaning 60,000 immigrants who've been detained could be impacted. First time a class action lawsuit accusing a private U.S. prison company of forced labor has been allowed to move forward. The tax-exempt organizations, including many hospitals and colleges, as well as traditional charities such as United Way, provided seven-figure compensation to roughly 2,700 employees in 2014, an analysis of newly available data shows. The total is higher by a third than in 2011, the Wall Street Journal found after analyzing about 100,000 organizations that filed electronic returns with the Internal Revenue Service all 4 years. The Arkansas House passed a bill to freeze Medicaid enrollments as of July 1st, and the Senate takes it up this week. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson opposes the freeze, and in any case, state officials must get federal clearance to cap enrollments. Arkansas originally aimed for the program to have about 250,000 participants, but over 330,000 are now enrolled. Cambridge Analytica claimed to have developed something unique, psychographic profiles that could predict the personality and hidden political leanings of every American adult. Company linked to Stephen Bannon in the Trump campaign has now conceded that the technology is unproven and was not used in the election. The head of the FBI is asking the Justice Department to publicly reject Trump's claim of Obama administration wiretapping. Former director of national intelligence has also denied, along with spokespeople for Obama, that any American citizen was wiretapped. Since 1973, there have been nearly 160 people sent to death row and then exonerated. Between 1978 and 2011, California spent $4 billion to execute 13 people. Israel is moving to decriminalize marijuana use. Of the 6.1 million felons denied the right to vote, 1.7 million live in Florida, which is putting a measure on the ballot to allow voters to decide whether to restore voting rights. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.